chapter 7. Therefore, beloved, having these promises, let us cleanse our souls from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Paul's sufferings. Open your hearts to us. We wronged no one. We corrupted no one. We took advantage of no one. I say it not to condemn you, for as I have said before, you are in our hearts to die together and live together. Great is my confidence in you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. In all our affliction, I am overflowing with joy. For even when we went into Macedonia, our flesh had no relief. But we were afflicted on every side. Without were conflicts, within were fears. Nevertheless, God that comforts the lowly comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but also by the comfort with which he was comforted in you, while he told us of your longing, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced yet more. Godly sorrow. Yet, if I caused you sorrow by my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I see that that epistle made you sorry, though only for a time. I now rejoice, not that I made you sorry, but that you were made sorry to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly way, that you might suffer harm from us in nothing. For godly sorrow works repentance to salvation. It brings no regret. But the sorrow of the world works death. For observe this very thing. You sorrowed in a godly manner. And what diligence it produced in you. What clearing of yourselves. What indignation. What fear. What vehement desire. What zeal. What vindication. In all things you proved yourselves to be pure in the matter. So although I wrote to you, I wrote not for his cause that did the wrong, nor for his cause that suffered the wrong, but that your earnest care for us might be revealed to you in the sight of God. Therefore we have been comforted, and in our comfort we rejoiced still more at the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by you all. For whatever boasts I made to him about you, I was not put to shame. But just as everything we said about you was true, so also our boasting before Titus has proved true, and his affection for you is even greater as he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. I rejoice that in everything I can have perfect confidence in you.